Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Yo, this is George representing Domain Cleveland and Maximum Threshold. Today I am at the Incarceration Fest 2019 at Mansfield, Ohio. And today I am with the Monster Girls and, what's that?
Monster Dolls.
Monster Dolls. Sorry about that. I do apologize. Sorry, Monster Dolls.
Cut.
Redo. Sorry about that, Monster Dolls. And so anyway, I do apologize for that, Monster Dolls. And so today is my first day learning about you guys. And so I don't want to so much sell what you guys do. I don't want to sell you short. I don't want to misrepresent, just like I did your name a little bit. What would you guys say? What is it you guys do, and how do you perform? What do you guys refer to that as?
We're out of Cleveland, Ohio. We're a dark horror cabaret dance group. We've been around since 2006, and you know, really got into the scene based on our luxurious, electrifying Frankie Von Dolls brainchild, if you will. But you know, she's a professional belly dancer. Been doing it for, shall we say, the end
years.
Of time. Yes, 500 years.
It's the beginning of time.
That's right. Yes, and instructing as well. So, you know, it started to form in more of this horror belly dance type of troupe and has evolved drastically over the years based on our characters that have come into the group and what we individually bring to this monster fusion cohesion, if you will. So you can expect to see a lot of different things. It's an experience. It's a journey. We want the crowd to come on this horror journey with us and, you know, enjoy themselves, right? Have that little bit of escape. So you can see some acting interaction as well. We're getting the pageant wave over here. so you can, you know, expect to see some of the acting and crowd interaction, lots of energy and hype. We have a professional belly dancer, or ballerina, our baby doll. And we have a professional fire spinner, our scarecrow, and burlesque dancer, our vampire, and misery creeps, our jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, who literally carved her own face out of pure spite of her parental units. But she does a lot of contortion and sideshow, and her and I partner a lot together as well in some of the acrobatics. And she also has a wicked hoop that she, you know, flings around and does all sorts of cool tricks with. And our belly dancer, Zelda Hex, who is our embodiment of a Ouija board, if you will, and Frankie Von Dahl, who keeps us in check and keeps us in shape and whips our asses into shape.
On stage.
On stage, literally. Yes, and I bring that hip-hop element and cheer background as well, so you'll see a lot of jumps and kicks and, you know, all sorts of things like that, and kind of very, you know, circus-y. And we're masked, too, you know, so you can't see our regular boring faces. You get to see our pretty faces.
We call it our pretty faces.
Our pretty faces. Anything you would add, Frankie?
No, I think that sums it up. That was perfect, literally.
In a nutshell.
I mean, truly.
So I love it. So even though I'm just learning about you today, you said you've been together as a group for a little while. What's been some of the biggest transformations in the last couple of years with your group?
Wow, okay. I'll take that one.
Well, I would say some of the transitions are we do bigger shows now, so big music festivals, you know, we're not just doing little gigs too much anymore. I mean, we're investing most of our time in the larger festivals. Also, our masks have evolved. We started in little plastic, you know, Halloween store masks, and My fiance, he makes all of our masks. He's a professional mask maker, so they're custom. You can't buy them anywhere else. And I think that's a really, that's something that sets us apart from everyone. That's what changed us. But on top of that, you know how when things just click? That's where we are now. We all have just meshed and clicked, and sometimes things are just perfect. And so we're the perfect unit right now for us in our own crazy perfect way. Our costuming has changed a lot too. So we create all of our own costuming. You can't buy this anywhere. Literally, we make everything on our own. And it's very time consuming, but we love it. It's our passion.
So, okay, so you're talking about your outfits, and then so I'm just going to try to steer over this way, ask some of you guys. So you guys all make your own outfits and uniforms. Is there a particular story or what helped that creative process in making some of your uniforms? Can I get from you guys? Love it.
So I'm the vampire. I think when it comes to costuming, we just kind of base it on our character and like how we represent them on stage. As far as colors, we kind of stick to colors. Like Ring Von Doll has more greens and yellows and pinks, and Angelique has purples, and you know, we all kind of have our own deal.
So then your character is the vampire character. Can I ask how you came to be the vampire of the group?
Well, so me and Frank Von Doll were sitting in the coffee shop one day.
Wait, no, back it up. Tell the truth?
We were in a music video together.
No, back it up again.
Back it up again.
So essentially, she was dating someone, and we were both in their music video, and I said, hey, you dance, I got a dance group, I'm cooler, come with me. No names.
And then the coffee shop happened. And, really, it's just kind of like personalities go into character, so like seduction and like appearance kind of goes into that as well, and like how we interact with people. So vampire just kind of fit me, I guess. It was just like the seduction and all of that stuff.
Excellent. And so I immediately noticed your outfit, and I think there's a lot of dark. I think yours has got a lot, the light blue and the white, it really kind of sticks out to me. So do you mind giving me the story behind your creative process there?
So I'm newer to the group. This is my first year with them, and I'm the baby doll. So I'm the youngest character in the group. So I'm very juvenile. I still like colors. This has been a piece that I've carried with me for like 5-6 years, and I finally found the best use for it possible when I found my home here. I was like, yes, this is where it goes.
Now, the scarecrow, am I correct in remembering that you were the one that you could spit fire? Is that,
I dance with fire.
You dance with fire, and you're a scarecrow. Yeah. Can't help but notice some irony.
I'll have no fury like a woman's
sword,
okay?
Love it. Here's a mic.
Hath no fury like a woman scorned. Just saying. True. Scarecrow is not afraid of fire.
Love it. And was it the burlesque one?
No.
You're the burlesque vampire. Which one? And which?
I'm the Hooper, the contortionist.
You're the okay. See, I knew for some reason I was supposed to be scared of you. Can you tell me a little bit how you?
So I'm Misery Creeps. I got picked out of the pumpkin patch by our very own Scarecrow. I am a professional hooper, and about a year after I hooped, I started doing professional sideshow and training to be a contortionist. So I stuff myself through a tennis racket up on stage and get some very strange looks from people in the crowd, and it's probably one of my favorite things in the world. You know, just freaking people out. It's, they get that intriguing look on their face when they are very weirded out by us when we stand up on stage, but they still love what we do. We still draw those crowds and get everybody up off their feet. They dance to our songs. We all have a really good time, and I just wouldn't rather be anywhere else.
All right, and then if I remember correctly, Zelda was it? Okay, I remember that name. See, after I messed up the band name, I remember
great.
Zelda. Excellent. Can you tell me a little bit about yours?
Character?
Yes, please.
Okay, I am Zelda Hex. It's
I'm the human the spiritual embodiment of the Ouija board.
Yeah.
So was somehow summoned up by these people. I don't know how. But now I got stuck there.
Yep.
Yeah, literally.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, I guess we might as well go around. We'll yeah.
And I'm Angelique Graves. I'm the Angel of Death, or the Grim Reaper, and I have a big 6-foot scythe to prove it. my character is very strong and statuesque and high energy, so you can definitely expect to see a lot of energy when it comes to what I bring into our sets and our group numbers, as well as, you know, my particular solos too, because we do group numbers and solos and group numbers and solos. that was for Bella specifically over there. But my background is in hip-hop and in cheerleading, so it just kind of fit, you know, having crazy legs of death that you never know where they're where they're gonna
yeah. Watch out for those legs.
I know, seriously, that has happened. That has happened on stage.
She kicked me.
I accidentally kicked Frankie.
Right in the face.
I'm alive.
She might have liked
but
it.
But I'm dead.
I'm undead.
We put her face back together, it was fine.
Oh yeah, I guess, and I'll just finish it up, and I got, if I don't mind hearing your story real quick, I got one more question, we'll do a quick speed round, we'll wrap it up, I don't want to bother you girls too long, I do appreciate it. So, your story?
So my story is, I'm a belly dancer that loves horror, and so I made the Monster Owls, the end.
and that's going to be great. So are you the original member? Are you founding member?
Yeah.
Excellent. So I love that we have a dance group that's involved with metal and rock. And you know, I'll be honest with you, some of my favorite, like, gosh, have anyone seen a new, well, I don't even know if it's that new anymore, the Ghost video for... Yes. And I got the dance, and I just love that. I think it meshes well. I think more people need to see that.
Yeah.
What brought you... What started this journey for you? What brought, hey, more metal concerts, more metal people need to see dance performance at?
Well, I mean, I would just say I'm a huge horror fan, and I'm a dancer, and I've so I literally just wanted to put something together that fused everything that I truly loved. And the easiest way was to do something like this, and I just literally pieced people and projects together over and over and over until I found the right fit. And then as soon as I knew it was the right fit, I just started booking shows, and so here we are. I don't even know how we got here.
Hard work and talent. I love it.
And it shows.
Yeah, it really does.
Jeez.
All right. So I've never done this with a group this large. So we'll see how it works. But we're gonna do. Is that inappropriate? I'm inappropriate. Stop. Just stop it. I know you guys are gonna leave this interview. It's gonna be like hashtag Me Too with the Domain Cleveland guy. So we're gonna do a quick speed round. Jokes aside, I'm just gonna ask one question. We're gonna hand it down. I don't want you to overthink it. It's a simple answer. We're just going to go. I'll even start us off. And we're just going to go right down. Nice and quick. Don't think. Just do. Just do.
All
right?
It's going to be bad.
So, number one, favorite boy band, Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC?
I don't like boy bands. No boy band. No.
Backstreet Boys.
Nice.
All Time Low.
No.
O-Town.
Backstreet Boys.
All right. We'll get a little more tame. This is more safer territory for you. Favorite ska band? Real Big Fish.
Oh, Mighty Boss Tones?
Yeah.
I was going to say Boss Tones.
Yeah,
Boss
Tones.
Boss Tones. No, that's less than Jake.
Big D and the Kids Tape.
No.
Lime?
Well, it's in the ballpark.
Okay. Streetlight Manifesto?
Yes, yeah. I would say, yeah.
Downtown Brown?
No, it sounds good.
Just have her bend over.
Uh-huh. Favorite 90s pop diva? It's Britney, bitch.
Britney.
Yeah, I want Britney.
You can say it's all right.
Britney, bitch.
Christina.
Christina for shout. Brittany.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Hopefully I didn't start a fight, a quarrel down the middle here. Here's a curveball. Favorite sushi roll, spicy tuna.
One that's cooked.
I don't like sushi.
I hate sushi.
California.
Nice.
Also hate sushi.
Avocado cucumber.
Woo! California.
Nice. Favorite country singer, Garth Brooks.
I don't like country.
Me neither.
No.
Miranda Lambert.
Luke Bryan.
Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Dixie Chicks.
Why did you look confused when you said that? Yeah.
Dixie? Chicks. Country. I don't listen to country, but the Dixie Chicks are such great freaking feminists.
Dixie Chicks?
I don't know. Dixie Chicks? I don't know. Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. Today I'm going to go Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Katy Perry.
Gaga.
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 Sucky, sucky.
Favorite Metallica song? I'm going to go Blackened. Justice for them
all. Until it sleeps.
Oh, no. I don't.
You don't like Metallica?
I love them, but like 20 years ago, I'm sorry.
Blackened.
Nice. I agree with Angelique. Nothing else matters.
Nice.
Nothing else matters.
Sorry, I suck at this.
Favorite.
My brain doesn't work that way.
What? Favorite T. Swift song?
I don't listen to that.
Why are you doing it?
I know, right?
My boss would be like,
I know.
I'm not playing.
Shake It Off.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No. I like I Prevail's cover of Blank Space.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good jam.
That
you ain't kidding.
One, yeah.
They play tomorrow, I believe.
They do.
Our song.
Again, this is George. I'm representing Domain Cleveland and Maximum Threshold, and I'm not going to mess it up this time. It is the Monster Dolls, not to be confused with Monster Trucks or Monster Girls. Monster Dolls. These ladies rock, so I expect you guys to check them out next time they're at a show near you. Do you ladies have anything to close out with?
Yes, you can give us a like or a follow. We're on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can find us, Monster Dolls. Also on our website, www.monsterdolls.us. And we're now booking, so hit us up.
Hey, thank you, ladies, for your time. You guys
thank
rock.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.